then, the, you know, it's like you got to look to the government to solve the problems.
Well,
you know,
well, there's too many people out there looking at the free stuff. I can get this and I can get that. Well, you know,
well,
let me know how that works for you when there's no more free stuff. What are you going to do then?
And of course, you know, last week on Jon Stewart, you know, the Daily Show, we've got Obama goes on there and says there's no targeting. There was never any targeting of conservatives.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Are you
That's
freaking
right.
You kidding me?
Judicial Watch is cut.
You know, anybody who saw that and believed that, you are flat out stupid. Go to Judicial Watch.
Yep.
Who are attorneys that have been going after the documents and this stuff. Go to the ACLJ website and look at the documents. There's so much corruption here. It's not just a smidgen of corruption. It is overwhelmingly so corrupt that it's off the charts ridiculous.
Yeah, and the fact that so-called Republicans were right there with them.
Yeah.
And if that's not the case, then why...
Why hasn't somebody been fired? Why isn't somebody getting defunded? You know, why isn't Obama being impeached? Why is Lois Lerner getting a $200,000 pension? And why is Kosygin still in there? Why is really? So there's no targeting of conservatives. It's absolutely off the charts provable. We've got the emails coming in every day now, whether it's targeting conservatives or Hillary and Benghazi's another one.
Yeah, or the one that they just ran. Oh, guess what? They were running weapons to Syria out of Benghazi like they're surprised. And we haven't known that since October of, 2014?
Yeah, and the media refuses to report any of this. That's why, you know, we'll put our tinfoil hats on for a second and talk about the birth certificate. That's why I'm totally skeptical about the birth certificate, because this guy has lied about everything he's ever done in the office. Yep. Now, would he lie about that, too? I don't know, but you know something? I don't trust this guy as far as I can throw him. Why doesn't he release his college transcripts? Why has he spent
really fair?
Why has he spent millions of dollars to cover up all of his records? Why is that? That's all fact.
And why did they try to change and make an amendment to the Constitution 6 times on the birth certificate issue if that wasn't the case?
All I'm saying is, why isn't this being reported? I don't care whether he is or not. Why is this not being reported? Are they covering something up? He's visiting Kenya today. His father was born there. Wow, according to natural citizenship of the Constitution, both parents are supposed to be American citizens, so they would have no foreign allegiance in order to serve as president.
But that's not
his
homeland.
I guess that just doesn't matter, does it?
Maybe Obama was an anchor baby.
I think we got
Billy Bob's on the line. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, good morning, you guys. You guys are just knocking down some beehives, I'll tell you what.
What can we do for you this morning?
Well, I just want to comment on all the previous callers' comments. I love listening to Peter. He is just such a patriot, and being from Australia and whatnot, I really like his interpretation of what's going on. So anyway, but it's a great show, and my comments are simply that with all of what you guys have been talking about and what Redden talked about this morning, it is absolutely incredible that you just have to assume that we've been taken over. They, you know, Khrushchev said, we'll take you over from within. Well, guess what? We have been conquered. We are done. And the only thing I can suggest is that we really take a real positive outlook on this Mr. Trump walking in and turning over the card table and just upsetting the apple cart, if you will, and get this situation solved. And he can take Carly Farina with him as vice president with her business aptitude and with his business aptitude and put this country back to work and get rid of these politicians and solve the problem. So great show, and I appreciate all your callers. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well,
Bobby,
thanks for calling in.
You know, I've never been a huge Trump fan. I mean, I read his book, The Art of the Deal. He works with Robert Kiyosaki on something. They've collaborated on things. But you know something? Here's the question. If you had to vote for Trump, Hillary Clinton, or Jeb Bush, which one would you vote for?
I'd move to Canada.
I think it's a no-brainer. If that's the choices you had, I mean, there's no way I'm voting for Hillary, and I'm not going to continue the Bush line.
Right.
No.
And I have to agree with Billy Bob. He sure has dumped the apple cart upside down. If nothing else, he has shaken the trees good.
And, you know, when all the media is all over him, and, you know, then I start liking the guy even more and more because, you know something? If nobody likes him, he's doing something right. Because the real deal is that he's telling the truth about a lot of stuff.
Yes,
and they don't like it. They don't like the fact that this guy, you know, calls him a deceiver.
He doesn't have to go along to get along.
Well, that's it. And you can't buy him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't hide what he believes.
Exactly.
He doesn't care whether you agree with him or not. He is who he is. I will give him that.
Yeah.
And I'm having a lot of fun watching him shine the light on a lot of these rhinos and these other people and watch them try to scurry for cover.
I know.
And there is none.
It's like John McCain. Oh, yeah. He's a hero. Oh, I guess the fact that his commander in the camp, the internment camp, said that, oh, yeah, well, he's collaborated with the enemy and turned over his secrets. And we know that he, you know, was involved in downing 60 aircraft or something.
He made 32 videos for the... But he's a hero.
Personally trained North Vietnamese anti-aircraft units on how to shoot down American airmen.
But he's a hero. That's the whole media perception. But he's a rhino. He. You know, what has he done on immigration? Why are we not protecting our country? You know, you think our sovereignty is not worth protecting? Well, go live in the Middle East for a little while and see if you like our sovereignty here better. Go live any place in the world. We have been the beacon of freedom and free enterprise and a free society for 200 years.
And why did he stop looking for POWs and MIAs over in Vietnam and stuff? He put a total stop on that after he got out.
Because they didn't want him coming home and telling the story.
Yeah. But, you know, and everything for that had to be run through him. He started the committee, and in order for it to move forward, it had to go through John McCain, and he put a stop to that, saying that there was nothing to that. There was no more men and women over there in Vietnam, and he put a stop to it.
And I'll tell you one thing I've learned over the last 6-7 years of, you know, because I was never political before. You know, I was into finance, into banking. I was never into politics. Hated politicians across the board. But one thing I've learned is almost every single one of them, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Because they will lie to you. They will tell you anything you want to hear. And then when they think you're not looking, like the dark bill that was just passed, like you know, the TPA, they turn around and they do exactly the opposite of what they say they support if they're paid enough or, you know, in the best interest of the rhinos or the establishment.
They want to stay up with the establishment and dance the dance with them. They do whatever.
And the establishment is the banking and the corporate industries controlling our government at this point, looking for the big world, one world government, you know, anti-cash society where all of your money and all of your work and all of your labor and all of your wealth is in a bank account where the government can access it and the banks can take it anytime they want. And you don't. And we don't even know what real money is. Real money in the country is gold and silver. We don't have real money.
That's the thing, is a politician will tell you what you want to hear to get your vote, like a high school boy will tell you what you want to hear to get in your pants, but the end result is the same.
Oh, boy. But it's true. It's true. You know, I've heard somebody say, well, he's a friend of mine. Well, you know something? I have friends, but that doesn't mean that you trust them with your life, with your freedom, with your liberty, you know. So the guy's a great guy. He's a good schmoozer at a cocktail party. But he votes against liberty in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So that, does that mean that because he's your friend, you give him a pass? It's like Benedict Arnold was a hero in the Revolutionary War. You know, he was wounded, shot off his horse. He was a great guy. He fought battles. He's a hero. Right up until he became a traitor.
Yeah.
So, as far as history tells it, we should have told Benedict Arnold, hey, you did everything right up to the point where you turned on us, so it's okay. We're going to give you a pass. Go over to the British side. Here's your pension still.
Yeah, sure.
And you're my friend. Mm-hmm. Really?
Come over for Thanksgiving dinner.
Because what was at stake? See, these are bigger things that are at stake than who you're rubbing elbows with at a cocktail party. What's at stake is not just our future, but our children's future, our grandchildren's future. How prosperous are they going to be? Can they feed themselves? Are they going to be under rule of a Nazi Germany-style government administration? Well, if you don't have those guarantees in the Constitution that protect you from that, then all bets are off, because that's exactly what they did in Russia, in China, in Germany. See, they had a pretty good constitution in Germany until Hitler took over.
Well, that's, you know, my teenager asked me, because she's been listening to some of this Lamalfa stuff, and she looks at me and she goes, "Dad, if he's so bad, why do people continue to support him?" And when I told her, I said, "Kid, you know, I don't know, but even the Oakland Raiders still have fans."
That's true. I'll go along with that one.
Everybody in Germany loved Hitler till he got control.
Yeah.
When he got total control...
Because it makes me feel good right now.
Right.
I'm feeling good right now. I'm warm and fuzzy. I'm getting my free stuff. So what's the problem?
So I'm not saying that Obama's Hitler. What I'm saying is, if you give that much power to the executive branch, sooner or later, you're going to have a Hitler. Because sooner or later, he will get elected, just like Stalin did, just like Hitler did, just like any other despot that's ever been in power.
And then when you wake up, it's too late.
When they get total power, then you can't stop them.
Yep.
That's why the Constitution was designed to have a separation of power between the judicial, legislative, and executive branch as checks and balances, three equal powers, so you couldn't get it all in one spot, so there wouldn't be a takeover by your own government. That's why they put the Second Amendment in there, so that you would be able to fight back if your government started to get out of control. This is all about protecting us from our own government. That's what the Constitution is designed to do. And we are just going to keep handing it over to these guys to get rid of it, get rid of our liberties, so they can we can be friends with them?
Well, you might have to be rude to keep it.
Oh, well.
And passionate and emotional.
You know, all the blood that's laying, you know, all the blood in the sand worldwide of people that have been trying to protect liberty goes back eons, all the way back. Spartacus fighting for the Romans. This goes on for eons. And we're going to give it all up because we're friends with somebody at a cocktail party? No. No, because the next stage of this game is gets bloody. If you don't stop them before they get all your rights, it starts to get bloody every single time.
Yeah.
Not just once, not just twice, every single time, because
it
the people
works.
Start getting oppressed. And when they start getting oppressed to the point where the government tells them what to do, like when to get vaccinated, you know what you can eat, you know how you can think, you know what your trade is, you know how much money you get to make because they're going to tax you on the rest of it or take it all.
When you can get up, when you can go to sleep.
Gee,
we'll allow you to have electricity maybe today, maybe not.
Sounds like California right now.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess with this, we need to go to a break. And if you want to call in, again, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
And they call me the Mel.
And I'm Red. They call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you.
Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196.
Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. Buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. He can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine.
Yeah, I'll be damned.
Isn't that the truth?
You got that right. I just want to read something here. This kiss came in from Special Operations Speaks. That's SOS. Obama administration strips requirements to defend the United States from citizenship oath. The United States and Immigration Services has clarified requirements for individuals to become naturalized citizens by stripping out the requirements of defending the United States through military service. This is the guy that we're exalting. These guys are out of control. There's no allegiance to the Constitution or the people. See, our allegiance is not to the government. It's to the people being free under constitutional law and rule of law so that we stay free, not because some guy has a good line of spiel and he's, you know, he's charming at cocktail parties. With that,
you don't think so? With that, we have Dennis on the line. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, folks. How are you doing?
We're doing good. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I got a question talking about money. I wonder how much Mr. Obama's little trip to the fatherland is going to cost us.
Well, last I heard, we were up to $100 million on vacation fees.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what about all the stuff he's going to give him? All the promises?
Well, that's another issue. I'm talking about just travel expenses and hotels.
Yeah, that's
endless.
On judicial watch, I think I saw it was $100 million so far. But that's not counting all the giveaways that he's given to the Kenyans and the government. I mean, is his loyalty the American people? Can anybody say right now with honesty, integrity, and look me straight in the eye if you're in front of me and go, yeah, this guy's for America?
Yeah, really. And this country isn't worth money.
Well,
you know, in my opinion, I'm not trying to be a racist or anything, but this country is a third world country, and he talks about what a rotten country we are, and look where his father come from.
Well,
and they can't, what did they ever invent or come up with?
You know something, I'm pulling
the elephant ride.
I'm pulling the politically correct gloves off. So I didn't give a crap about this racist crap. It's a sidebar. It is a sideshow to the real issues. So anytime that you disagree with anybody, you're a racist. But anytime that the most racist people that I've encountered so far have been black. How's that stack up? Because when you say that only black lives matter and all lives don't matter, then who's the racist?
Absolutely.
So, anyway.
Oh, well. I guess we'll find out someday.
Yep, very good. Well, we're going to let you go, Dennis, unless you got something else. And we got Chris on the line.
No, go ahead.
All right, thanks for calling in. Good morning, Chris. What can we do for you?
Hey, I just wanted to touch on the John McCain and Trump thing, and let me preface this by saying that, you know, I absolutely honor veterans, and I, you know...
I do, too?
Yeah, the utmost respect, no question
yes.
about it. But the things that John McCain have done in the last 50 years does not give him a free pass, and this logic that, well, because he was a veteran, you can't say anything about him. Well, I'd like to point out Timothy McVeigh was a veteran. I mean, are we going to build him a statue, or did bombing the federal building and killing all those innocent people kind of cross out that his veteran status? And Charles Whitman, when he climbed into the Book Depository building and started shooting students on the Texas campus, he was a veteran. Does that mean that that wasn't wrong because he was a veteran? I mean,
right.
You know, it kind of ties in with the Doug LaMalfa thing. Okay, yeah, you were great before, but, you know, we got to hold your feet to the fire. Just being a veteran doesn't give you a free pass on everything you do the next 50 years of your life.
I totally agree with that. And, you know, John McCain was up on treason charges at one point and got pardoned from it.
Well, his own Vietnam Veterans Group, there was a Vietnam Veterans Group that came out and endorsed Trump shortly after those comments. So, you know, I don't know the whole story. It was a little before my time. But the fact that other veterans are siding with Trump over McCain tells you that quite possibly, you know, he wasn't the greatest guy in the world even 50 years ago. But he certainly hasn't been a great guy in the last 50 years. So I'm sorry, you don't get a free pass on everything you do from that point on.
Well, what if you were a veteran and you became the Secretary of State and you sold us out to Iran in a nuclear arms deal?
Yeah, I would probably say that would cancel out your veteran status, in my opinion. I would probably no longer honor you at that point.
Oh, wow, that's scary.
All right, guys, great show.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, have a great day. Well, he's very right in that. Just because you're a veteran doesn't give you a free pass when you do certain things. I mean, being treasonous is treasonous. If you're going to sell your country out, you're selling your country out, you know, regardless of your status.
Yeah, how about you ask one of the 60 airmen that were shot down because of McCain if they forgive him because he's a veteran?
Yeah, and all them boys that were in the POW camp at the time over at Hanoi that saw him being paraded around in front of them. As they were being tortured.
Go ahead and crank it up, Jared.
So with that, we are at the top of the hour once again. So we'll catch you on the other side.
Well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. Didn't notice that the lights have changed.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Obama is in Ethiopia at this hour, having wrapped up his visit to Kenya this morning with a speech in Nairobi in which he urged the country's leaders to root out corruption.
It's time to change habits and decisively break that cycle, because corruption holds back every aspect of economic and civil life. It's an anchor that weighs you down.
The president in Ethiopia this hour, arriving in Addis Ababa, where he met with diplomats at the U.S. Embassy. Mr. Obama's agenda includes meetings with Ethiopian and regional leaders and a speech at the headquarters of the African Union. No rest for the Senate today. They're back on the job trying to repeal Obamacare and revive the federal export-import bank. Those measures are amendments to a must-pass highway bill that the Senate is trying to complete ahead of a July 31st deadline. A wildfire in Northern California has now burned more than 6 square miles of timberland and is threatening 150 to 200 rural homes in the Sierra Nevada foothills.
These trees are torching, which means they're burning all the way to the top and just completely burning off. And that is creating a problem where it's throwing embers ahead of itself. And this fire is starting spot fires a half a mile ahead of the main fire, which is a tremendous reach.
CAL FIRE spokesman Lynn Tomalchoff, the blaze began yesterday afternoon. It's forced evacuations in and near Nevada County, 45 miles northeast of Sacramento. Officials in Iraq's Anbar province say government forces have retaken Anbar University from ISIS today after hours of fierce fighting. A provincial councilman says Iraqi troops are in full control of the university. And Afghan forces have lost control of a large police base to the Taliban in the country's northeast. Security officials say about 100 police and border officers surrendered to the insurgents last night. This is SRN News.
two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-280-9595. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-280-9595. 800-280-9595. That's 800-280-9595.
State-run health insurance markets that offer coverage under Obamacare are struggling with high costs and disappointing enrollment. That means more could turn over costly operations to the federal government or join forces with other states. Hawaii is the latest to delegate sign-ups to the federalhealthcare.gov. Nevada and Oregon did so last year. 12 states and the District of Columbia are running their own markets. Experts estimate that half face financial problems. Federal taxpayers invested nearly $5 billion in state startup grants, and most has been spent. Britain's Mail newspaper today says it's uncovered a major royal security breach. It used an inexpensive app to track Prince William's air rescue ambulance while it was in the air. The paper says it spent $5 on the app, allowing it to keep close track of William as he flew in his capacity as a private pilot with East Anglian Air Ambulance in eastern England. This is SRN News. Grocery store operator A&P is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy with plans to sell off stores as it faces increasingly tough competition.
It's the second time in 5 years that the Montvale, New Jersey-based company has filed for bankruptcy. This time around, A&P says it has over 100,000 creditors, along with more than $1 billion in liabilities, as well as over $1 billion in assets. A filing with U.S. Bankruptcy Court in New York says the company plans to sell as many of its 296 stores as possible. It says it has bidders for 120 of those operations with expected proceeds of $600 million.
Yes, SRN's Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, July 26th. It's a birthday for a number of prominent people. Actress Marjorie Lord is 97 years old. Singer Bretton Wood turns 74 today. Olympic gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill is 59. And actress Sandra Bullock is 51. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Well, we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio. I don't know if it's going to fade out or not.
There we go.
There we go.
Just took it a little bit.
Oh, boy. Hey, we're having a lot of fun today here. It's been, rock and roll, and that's what we do. It's who we are, how we roll, and what we do.
Yeah, and we're not done yet.
Kind of our thing.
Yeah. It is.
Because I think we're going to get pretty heated in this next segment here.
Right
with
now,
with our guest that we have.
Right now, we're a triple threat.
Yeah. With Brandy.
Yeah, Brandy Hawkins on the line from the 3%ers.
We're working on it.
We're having technical difficulty, but that's just fine. We'll get it solved and no problem. But
anyway, all right, I think she's on now.
We have Brandy Hawkins from the Three Percenters up in Oregon, I believe. And are you with us, Brandy?
I have arrived. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Brandy.
How you doing today, Brandy?
I'm doing really good. We've got actually a little break in our heat wave, so we're comfortable and cool, and it's kind of cool up here in Oregon.
Nice.
Where at in Oregon are you?
I'm actually in the central Willamette Valley, kind of up against the Cascades.
Oh, okay. By Corvallis?
Yeah. I'm about 30 miles away from Corvallis.
Oh, cool.
Towards the mountains.
Okay.
Kind of in, as my daughter would say, the foot mountains or the foothills.
Yeah, I think I know right about where you're at. You know, it never gets hot up there anyway. What are you talking about?
Oh, please. I know better.
Listen, maybe you could give us a little background, Brandy, and tell us how you got involved in the Three Percenters and you know, how you feel. I don't know if you've been listening to the show, but we've been kind of going off the charts here a little bit because we're not just going along quietly anymore. We're starting to speak out and very strongly and with passion and emotion because we've had about enough. Maybe you'll fit right in with us.
It's time. There's no doubt about it. I got involved in the Patriot Movement last year. I met a gentleman from New Zealand named Trevor Loudon.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Trevor and I spent some time together last summer, and he kind of took me around, and I got to listen to him speak and got to know him and his philosophies a little bit. And then after he left Oregon, I started, you know, kind of inserting myself where he had introduced me into the various Patriot groups in Oregon, got involved with a group called the Heirs of Patrick Henry, which was founded on the premise of fighting Floyd Prezansky's Senate Bill 941, which is an enhanced background check bill. Got involved with the Heirs of Patrick Henry back in December and went to a I-594 rally up in Olympia, Washington, that was put together by Gavin Syme. And I was hooked. You know, I believe the messaging that we're in serious danger of the pie being completely gone for our kids. You know, there's not going to be any liberty here very soon. As piece by piece, you know, we take those crumbs away, and people don't seem to notice it. And pretty soon we're going to wake up. There's not going to be anything in the pie dish anymore. And that's where I think we're at. I got involved with the Oregon 3% because of the Sugar Pine Mine. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, actually, we were involved with the media up there. We were one of the first outlets to pick up the story and help to get it out to mainstream, and had the pleasure of working with the Oath Keepers and the Oregon 3%ers on that story.
Excellent. And out of that operation, with the Oath Keepers and the Oregon 3%, there were many, many operators, I'll call, different groups from Oregon, who came together and unified for the purpose of preserving liberty for these miners and preventing government overreach by the BLM. And out of that came the Pacific Patriots Network, where what we're doing is all of the groups are kind of coming together and establishing a continuity, if you will, of training, whether it's CERT training, medical training, disaster preparedness training, or tactical training, or communications training. We're trying to get continuity with all the groups so that we can, when we come together on these operations, we can function as a well-oiled machine. And that's what it's going to take.
Well, listen, not to stray off the topic here, but I saw in the chat room there that somebody was saying, what about Patrick Jones? And I guess we were supposed to have a guest on at 9 o'clock, and we never got back to it to let him know that there was an accident.
Yeah, there was an emergency in his family, and so they spent the night in the emergency room. So hopefully we'll have him on next week or something. Hopefully everybody's okay, though.
Just as a little sidebar there, we wanted to get that in before we forgot about it. So anyway, everything's all right, I guess. They're fine. It's just they had a rough
time. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but there was an accident involving a horse and stuff. So Hopefully everybody's okay, but they were up at the hospital all night, so they were a little tuckered out. Okay. So
getting back on track. I'm really proud of the way the Oath Keepers handled and the Three Percenters handled the mining operation up there, because, you know, I think that you guys are the guys of the last resort at some point, because it doesn't seem like we're being protected by our government agencies.
Exactly. And we believe strongly, no matter really which organization you're talking to, we believe that the grassroots effort does come from that county level with the sheriffs. And if you have a constitutional sheriff, you're way far ahead of the game. They'll support you, and that was the problem that we had, unfortunately, in Josephine County, is that the sheriff was less than supportive. So it was discouraging, but that's not the case in most of rural Oregon, and most of Oregon is rural. So that's where we have to start taking it back, is at that level.
Well, you know, and a lot of us are getting a bad name. I mean, we're trying to, you know, the Tea Party, the Oath Keepers, Three Percenters, you know, are being painted as part of an anti-government movement. And that's absolutely incorrect. No, we're not against government. We're against people who are circumventing our founders' government and the Constitution. You know, what's happening is that these people want to stray off and say that, though, government is the answer to all our problems and take care of us. We're for government. We're just for limited government and constitutional, lawful government. And these guys they like to parse what that is. I mean, the drug movement, for example, on the sheriffs. Hey, they might be great on Second Amendment, but they want to lock everybody up who smokes a joint.
Right. Yeah. And you know, it's getting pretty ridiculous. I don't, you know, I mean, I'm a recovering Californian. Forgive me for that. I grew up in California and moved to Nevada, and then I relapsed and went back to California, and then I moved to Oregon. I've been here for now about 14 years. I left California for a reason, and unfortunately we're seeing that take hold here in Oregon. What we had this last session in our legislature is basically a bully pulpit. The Libs had a supermajority in the legislature, and they just ram stuff down our throats that is unfreaking believable. And unfortunately, what is happening in this case is that most of the state is actually not getting representation. I know you guys are familiar with that because you have the State of Jefferson movement going on down there.
Yes,
we do. For exactly that reason. And we're in the same boat now.
You're going to ask her what part of California she was from, Red?
Yeah, I was going to ask her. Actually, I was going to go into the Jefferson thing and say, well, when we're successful with Jefferson, maybe you get a chance to come home.
I'm actually from, I grew up in the Sacramento area.
Oh, forget it.
We're not going that far south.
You know, I am extremely encouraged, though, to see Placer County be considering even having a presence in the Jefferson movement, because that's huge. Placer County has enormous population, has enormous numbers, and if you guys can get Placer County with the county with the State of Jefferson, I think that will benefit you greatly.
Well,
I'm encouraged to see all the work being done in that area.
Well, that's as time goes on, I think you're going to see more and more people wake up, because, you know, this pile of garbage that we've been getting sold to about recovery, California's the tip of the spear. You know, what's going on in Greece is going to be here soon. And when people wake up, especially the government's employees and the pensioners, wake up to the fact that, you know, their pensions are going to have to be renegotiated and have been stolen or lost in the market through the worldwide derivative casino, I think you're going to be a huge wake up. But unfortunately, people have to get hurt, it seems like, and suffer before they wake up and realize freedom's a better alternative.
Exactly. And that's what the 3% is working on. We are trying really, really hard to get out into the communities, and Oath Keepers also. You know, this situation at the recruiting centers is an enormous opportunity for liberty. And the reason being is the government is not providing safety and security to these places. And the public knows that. And our up here, I don't know what has been going on in California. I'm sorry, I've not been following it. But up here, we've had nothing but positive impact within the communities.
even law enforcement is overall very, very positive. We're getting very little negative, a little bit in the media, but I'll tell you, I went to Portland last week, and even the media was positive. The TV media, all the coverage that we got last week was very positive.
So that's good.
Wow.
That's
nice.
Encouraging.
Yeah, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, it is very encouraging.
And what we're hoping is that we can use this as an opportunity to show everybody, you know, we're not the M word. We are a constitutional advocacy group. If you feel like your constitutional rights are being violated, I would immediately right now just encourage anybody, contact your local Oath Keepers chapter or give us a call up here in Oregon, and we'll see what we can do for you. We have operations that we're vetting all the time, and that's what we stand for. It's about more than just the tactical side. It's about participating in the community, educating our community, and helping people get prepared for what ultimately will come. And we all know that that's on its way.
Well, there is an economic conundrum coming, whether anybody wants to admit it or not. You know, the powers that be, I don't care which administration you want to talk about, going all the way back to Nixon, has sold us out economically down the river by borrowing money that we don't have out of from people who print it out of thin air and charge us interest on it. And this has been happening on a worldwide scale. So we know that there's a problem coming, whether it's a military takeover. I think it's going to be an economic financial meltdown worldwide, and then we got to pick up the pieces. And you can't pick up the pieces unless you have some kind of an economy that puts people to work and produces so that, you know, you make everybody's life better through goods and services.
Exactly. And it's unfortunate that we're going to have to go that direction, but, you know, the day that people wake up and their EBT cards won't run at the Walmart, wow, can you even imagine what that's going to look like?
Well, yeah. Absolutely. Whether it's the EBT cards, whether it's their Social Security being... They're already cutting back on Social Security. The news just came out not too long ago that they got to do, I don't know, what is it, 9 or 10% cutback this next year because they don't have the funds in Social Security. They've been borrowing from Peter to PayPal and stealing wherever they possibly can. They're stealing the pensions right out from under the pensioners right now through the Treasury Department. Yeah, it's going to be ugly when this thing really starts to roll. You're seeing a preview of it in Greece. It's not going to be too far before it's here.
Yeah.
That's scary. That's scary. In the meantime, our biggest issue is global warming. Because they got an expedition now to study global warming that was put on hold because of too much ice. This is today, the Daily Caller. I'm looking at it right now. I mean, 7/22/15. And then we've got a study here. This comes from the True Activist, trueactivist.com. Study finds nearly all scientific papers controlled by six corporations. You can go look that up. That's the trueactivist.com. And so this is another one of those divide and conquer, get everybody fearful about something that's not as big an issue as they would like it to be, so that we're all afraid running around that the sky's falling. In the meantime, nobody's working and the economy's imploding.
With those six corporations.
Don't look at the left. Look at the left hand so you don't see what the right hand is doing. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that actually as a cultural thing throughout the country. You look at things like the racial division, the flag. The flag brouhaha in the Carolinas, the Confederate flag. You look at the division between police officers, law enforcement, and civilians that's being created. You look at the division being created by LGBTQ agenda and mainstream or Christian agenda. You look at the division being caused by abortion. You know, I am a libertarian, and these are social issues, and these are issues that really, you know, don't really have any place being
dealt with.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, they don't need to be dealt with legislatively as much as they deal with. I mean, who doesn't want clean airs and stream? But you don't do it by passing a law saying that you give all the power to government to control all the automobiles and how they're manufactured, and give the power to them to control every aspect of the economy. I mean, that's what they're talking about here, and it's just a takeover of, and they do it by dividing and conquering. They find an issue where they can split the community apart, and they use the issue, even though it might be a good issue, to divide the community so that they will draw lines on all the other issues.
Well, and that's what the Sugar Pine Mine was about, really. If you look at it from that angle, is you have basically the environmentalists against the gold miners.
Right.
And you look at the situation, and what has happened is that the resources have been taken out of the hands of the people and put into the hands of the government. And not only that, you know, it would be one thing if they managed them well, but they don't manage them well. And they manage them almost criminally in many cases.
I think it's way past almost criminally, Brandy. We're way into the mafia at this point.
Actually, I do have information on that I can't discuss, but I will say that yes, you're absolutely right. But here's the kicker, is you have the people in the marble nut houses who just don't give a flying fig about rural development and the economy in, let's say, Jackson County or even Josephine County. And so what happens is, because they're not working on jobs and they're not working on the economy, they're focusing everything on Multnomah County, which is Portland, then what ends up happening is we lose our resources. They're not effectively managed. And not only are they not effectively managed, but we're not able to use them to generate an economy of our own. That's wrong.
Well,
absolutely wrong.
It's another divide and conquer strategy. You've got a lot of the left that confuses capitalism with cronyism. You know, the people that are exploiting all these resources and taking over and shipping them offshore and doing all this are these big multinational corporations. It's not Ma and Pa down the street. They're getting run out of business by Walmart, by Monsanto, by all these big corporations. So they're confusing, you know, getting rid of capitalism with cronyism at the top. Because these guys are being all propped up, for example, like our own congressman here voting to make sure that they don't have any GMO labels, you know, and that's propping up Monsanto because Monsanto's the worst perpetrator of all of that. And it's not the Ma and Pa guy that wants to grow some organic vegetables down the road, but they're being affected by it and put out of business because of it.
Right. And, you know, I live in a very small town here in the central Willamette Valley, and I just recently closed my business of 14 years. The business was a health food store. It had been here for over 25 years in town, and it just couldn't make it anymore because of the box stores and because of Walmart and because people in small towns go and support the big cities, you know, more so than the rural mom-and-pop shops. I mean, I had a pretty loyal following, but it just wasn't enough is what it comes down to. And so you look at that, and that's a very real effect of what is happening. And you're right about the Monsanto thing. I personally think that we all need to do what Colorado and Hawaii did and say, no GMO foods, period, end of discussion. Then there's no labeling issue. There's we had a GMO bill on the last election that I actually was opposed to about GMO labeling, simply because it didn't make sense, and it would have passed the cost on to the grocer. And as a grocer, I felt like it would have been a cost I would have had to pass on to my customers. So I feel that each state should look at that as its own. The best way to do it truly is not to label it. It's just to refuse to allow it, period.
I agree with that, and again, you got to look at each one of these. But you know, you look at who writes the bills and who sponsors the bills. You know, when you see that there's a Monsanto all over the bill, you know, then that gives you the sneaking suspicion not to vote for it.
One of the things that the Sugar Pine Mine made very clear, if you didn't know it before, is that we're dealing with government agencies like the BLM that were willing to outright lie, destroy documents, to do all kinds of things to make these takeovers seem legal. They're willing to lie, cheat, and steal to do it.
They are, absolutely. They have their agenda, and they're sticking to it. And, you know, Monsanto is the same way. They are the mean evil empire. You know, I really, there's arguments on both sides. Well, if it wasn't for their ability to GMO, we wouldn't have the quantity of food we have. We wouldn't be able to feed the number of people we do, blah, 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 blah. I'm vehemently opposed to the way that they practice business. It's just a horrible model to use.
It's fascist.
Very unethical.
Yes, it is.
Well, there you have it. So let's go back to the sugar pine mine and the three percenters. And so how did that work? How did you guys get involved with the Oath Keepers up there? Did they just give you guys a call and get you on the phone and say, hey, come on down here, we need some help? Or you know,
well,
were you monitoring the issue?
I was actually doing a radio show at the time that this started occurring. And that I found out about it through that. And I went down to Josephine County, and I met the operators of the operation, which were the Josephine County Oath Keepers. And what I did is I started going every weekend. Now there were key people who were involved, and those key people were from multiple organizations. We had people. It wasn't just the Oregon 3%, Idaho's 3%.
Idaho was there. Yeah.
Their crew over there. They sent 12 people to secure Camp Defiance and to add to the security detail at the mine. And they were there for, I want to say, something like 18 days initially. So these people gave up their jobs, their families, and whatever they had going on and came and camped out. So, you know, it was a group of like-minded individuals who all related well together, and we came together for this operation. It provided lots of training opportunities, and that's how we kind of sold it, was, you know, this is a great way to get training. So, you know, send your people, and we'll see what we can do. So the Oregon 3% stepped up. We had ORTAC, which is a central Willamette Valley group. We had Central Oregon Constitutional Guard come over. We had people from Southern Oregon who weren't affiliated with any group at that point who came out. So it was a statewide thing, and we actually had people on that project from as far away as Massachusetts, from South Carolina, from Florida, from Texas, Montana. I mean, people from everywhere stepped up. It was an amazing experience.
Wow.
It's amazing what people will do when in need, that are going to stand by their constitution and help mm-hmm. defend other people, what we'll do.
Well, we've got about a minute to a break here. The next question is, how do people get involved, and is there a group down here to get involved with? Maybe you can kind of mull that over while we go to the break, and we'll come back and talk about that some more.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. 5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobetes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobetes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88. To 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobetes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobetes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobetes now. Call 800-476-8044 and get two bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-476-8044. That's 800-476-8044.
Drive it at Redding Kia.
Lease a brand new 2015 Optima LX, 2015 Soul Base, 2015 Forte LX, or 2016 Sorento LX for zero down, zero due at signing, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit.
Or choose from great customer cash offers like $1,500 on new 2015 Optimas and Fortes and $1,000 on 2015 Sedonas and 2016 Sorentos.
Ranked number one in 2015 in initial quality by J.D. Power in the non-luxury segment, every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
Redding Kia, where their goal is to give you more for your trade-in every day.
Sign it and drive it.
Subject to prior sale plus tax license, any dealer documentation, processing charge, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for lease offer. 36-month lease on approval of credit ends 9/8/15.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
All right, we're back.
Sorry,
my
shut. Couldn't hear yourself, huh?
Can't hear myself.
Oh, we got some issues going a little bit.
I think there's a lot of people that like to say that. I can't hear myself. Anyway.
We'd like to tell a lot of people that.
Anyway, we're back, and before we get, we have another caller online, but Red had a question for you, Brandy, before we get to, you know, how do people get involved and so forth.
Are you there, Brandy?
Oh, I think we lost Brandy.
We're having issues.
Okay.
Did we lose Brandy?
Brandy, are you there?
Brandy's here.
Oh, there she is.
Okay.
I got a question for Brandy, Red.
Hey, one of the things that we're looking at working on and, you know, kind of assisting in the cross-pollinization at the different Patriot movements is establishing a media and information kind of network between the different groups so that we can keep each other appraised of what's going on in our local areas, keep each other updated on some of the things that we're seeing, the different things that are going on. And not only that, But having an entity outside of the mainstream media that will actually report the truth about what's going on the ground and get the proper image out there of what is really being dealt with, and you know, not get it distracted and deflected and twisted into some of the things that it has been in the past. And I was curious if you guys are working on anything like that.
We actually are, and actually that's my personal mission, and that's where the Pacific Patriots Network comes in. We're hoping to generate that. I'm the public information officer for the Oregon 3%, and my passion is the Pacific Patriots Network, and I'm hoping that I can represent them as well. But the Pacific Patriots Network is going to be the overall encompassing organization where that will happen. Exactly what you're talking about will happen. So all of the information will come from the various PIOs. So I'm going to be talking to the PIO of the Idaho 3%, of the Washington 3%, of the NorCal 3%, Nevada maybe 3%, and then we'll funnel all that through the Pacific Patriots Network and get the information properly disseminated to the media outlets. It's something that has to happen because at this point it's not just about us doing training and being a presence. It's about winning hearts and minds. And bringing people over to the cause, waking people up, and then encouraging them to become involved. And we do that by getting active in the community. And so having that information dissemination, you're absolutely right. It's got to become a priority, which is why, you know, after all these years, what you're seeing is you're seeing a more professional organization of these organizations. If you look at the Oregon 3%, we went from kind of just a Facebook page to now we're established in zones, and the zones are broken down into counties, and we do training and cross training. We do CERT training throughout the community. We do comms training throughout the community, and it's all kind of standardized. So we have a more professional type of a program going on. We're getting people certified in Department of Public Safety standards so that we can provide security to events. And all of this gets us out in the community and wins hearts and minds. And that's where we have to use that media to our advantage.
Very good. Listen, we got a couple callers on the line here, I think. Or do we just have one? Mary Lou?
All right.
Okay.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. What can I do for you?
Well, I just thought I'd put my 2 cents worth in about this trip that the president's taking. First of all, I heard it's $1 billion with a B for the trip. And now they have an aircraft carrier down there. So there, it's over $1 billion. Also, we forget, he's got a two-week vacation coming up. And they've rented a home, of course, on Hawaii, which I don't blame them. Beautiful there. 7 bedrooms, 9 baths, and that's only costing the government $12 million.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
Well, there you go.
Where can I'd like to know where I can go for a mere $12 million.
Hey, run for president.
I could go a lot of places on $12
million. Hey, you guys have a good day.
All right. Well, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So let's get back to Brandy here. And let's talk about, before we get to the involvement in the groups, I also wanted to talk about that little criminal element that you alluded to in an earlier part of the conversation here. You have evidence that there's criminal malfeasance with our government officials somewhere?
Well, sure. I mean, you look at the Sugar Pine incident, and you look at the fact that the BLM felt free to actively go on this property and actively harass and harangue the caretaker of the property without any kind of due process, without any kind of explanation. And then you have the sheriff, who is not in support of his constituent, but rather of the BLM. So I'm just gonna leave that at that, and know that there's been a pattern established, and that's what we are going to be looking at. Look at the Forest Service. Look at them locking gates. Are you guys experiencing that in Northern California?
Yeah, we also work with, we have coordination committees down here that fight very, very hard to put a stop to that.
Right. Whose land is that?
Ours.
I don't remember.
It's ours.
It's our land.
Oh, yeah, we have
right do they have to put up gates and tell us you can't use your land? That's just wrong. And then to go so far as to do things like shutting off entire parts of the forest to, say, hunters or fishers or miners, you know, and even the gold mining in California. I understand that's a big issue right now.
Huge.
So what we're doing is we're kind of just kind of seeing where we can go with this and seeing what kind of things that we're finding. And there's a culture. There's a culture in our alphabet agencies of no oversight and no accountability. And we're hoping that we can rectify that.
Well, that's I can expand on that some, too, is when the Sugar Pine Mine incident was breaking and we were first making phone calls and getting things out there, that initially the Josephine County Sheriff tried to deny to us that he even sent deputies out to the property until he was finally hit with enough phone calls that he backpedaled away from that and started to begin to be truthful about some of the things that had happened.
Right.
You know, it was ridiculous. We absolutely knew what had happened, and he was sitting there on the phone lying to our face about it.
Well, yeah, you know how to tell if a politician is lying, right?
Well, and that's what we found, is we found that they were very rarely truthful in that whole issue. And so when you look at that and you have to ask yourself, okay, how many mines have they infringed on or taken without due process, and how many times did they tell the truth during those situations? Mm. And so if you look at that and you compare that, you see a culture, like I said, being established within the agency. And they don't tell the truth. They don't have any vested interest in the truth, to be honest with you, because then people might wake up and see what their real agenda is.
Well, that's it, you know, and these guys seem to, you know, lying seems to roll off their tongue pretty easy. I mean, you know, the old joke is, how do you tell if a politician is lying? And this is because their lips are moving, you know.
Exactly.
It's true. I mean, these guys, they don't know how to tell the truth to save their soul, you know. I mean, it seems like to me.
Yeah, and it what we need to do is it's our responsibility. You know Mark Baird, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a close personal friend.
He gave me a quote that I loved when I interviewed him earlier on in the year. And he told me, we don't have the government we deserve. We have the government we allow.
That's very true.
So it comes to exactly that. And we will keep having the government we allow. And if we don't want to allow it, we have to stand in the gap, and we have to pull it down, and we have to say, no, you answer to us. You know, the Pentagon actually came out with a statement on Friday, and the statement said, while we appreciate our civilians and what they're doing to guard the recruiting centers, we are now going to ask them to stand down because of our concerns about safety. And our response to that was, well, when you get these safety protocols established, then we will reassess our mission. Until then, we the people are your boss, and we will not stand down.
Absolutely.
And that's what we have to be willing to do. We have to be willing to go up to these marble nut houses and say exactly that.
You know, the real way to get power over these guys is to call them to take them to task, call them to account, publicly humiliate them or be angry, whatever you got to do, but you got to get it out on the table. You can't, they will ignore you if you just ignore the issues. You have to get it out there. That's, and then they have the tactics of trying to, you know, first they try to win you over, and then they try to bribe you, and then they try to belittle you, and then they're angry at you. But that's the only way, because at some point in time, they either start to do what their constituents want them to do, or they're out of office. And that's the real power. It's not sucking up to them. It's not being their friend. It's having the ability to get enough angry people and voters out there to get them out of office. That's the real deal.
And with that, we have Jeff from Oregon on the line. Good morning, Jeff. Are you with us? Jeff?
Jeff, are you there?
Yep, this is...
Good morning,
I'm
Jeff.
Here.
Good morning.
All right, you're on the air.
Right. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
The fun never stops.
Well, I'm tuning in from the Portland area, and I just want to say, sounds like you guys are really hitting on all the issues. There's just so many things transpiring here in the Northwest and across the country. And I'll tell you what, we really got to start waking people up if we're going to turn this tide.
I agree. Yeah. It's what we do. It's who we are. It's how we roll. That's the deal. Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yeah, so it's happening. We're just not getting a lot of media play, and they try to marginalize us any way we can, and they can, you know, whether it's the Tea Party, whether it's the Oath Keepers, the Three Percenters, anybody who's a conservative, constitutionalist, libertarians, Ron Paul, take your pick. They target them in the media to try to marginalize everybody that has valid issues of an out-of-control government.
You know, it's really true, but what I'm really seeing here in America and here in Oregon especially is people are starting to get fed up with the line that we're receiving from the bureaucrats. And while, you know, Second Amendment believers, people that really want to follow the Constitution or about privacy or, you know, the right to educate your children as you see fit, you know, individual states' rights, they were considered the fringe back in the 80s and 90s. But now we're seeing mainstream America come on board to where they're looking at these issues and they're saying this isn't right. You know, the loonies are the ones that are in the marble nut houses or in the White House or in the Senate. The average American person can tell that these things taking place aren't going to turn out well for our country. And we're just starting to see mainstream America show up at our events, whether it's, you know, 941 rallies where we're protesting against the infringement of our Second Amendment rights, or we've got citizens showing up at the recruiting offices to stand for our armed forces, to tell them, you know, by nature, our armed forces should be armed. That's just common sense. The taxes being out of control, we see people at the Tea Parties, never really cared too much about politics or policy, but they see that if they don't stand up and make their voice heard, that they're going to have a totalitarian society, and there'll be nothing they can do about it if they don't stand up now.
Absolutely.
So you see people just coming out of the woodworks, coming from Main Street America to say, you know what, we need to bring back some good policy, some good common sense, some good principles to this nation. And I think, you know, media is starting to recognize that they can only spin it so much before the people start realizing you're not telling us the truth and this isn't working.
That's exactly what's happened, because what they've tried to do is they've tried to trash the finest document ever written to keep people free. How do you improve on we the people are, in order to, you know, I mean, you can go to the preamble, you know, in order to create a more perfect union, all men are created equal. I mean, how do you improve upon that? You know, all lives matter? Well, that's what that is, equal justice under the law. They're not promoting equal justice. They're promoting unequal justice for targeted groups so they can create division. But people are starting to see the lies, and they're starting to see through it, no question about it. And that's why the First Amendment is so important on free speech.
And that's, you know, touching on the media is one of the things that we did is we finally became so fed up with the tripe and the diatribes and the misinformation is we went out and we've started our own media outlets, and we see that starting to catch on, and a Patriot Media to start telling the truth, and we're seeing quite a bit of success with it because people are hungry for the truth. They're thirsty for what's actually going on.
And we quit worrying about offending people. You know, everybody's been worried about offending our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. But you know something? If you know how you stop being offended, Mr. LaMalfa? Start supporting the Constitution. Start supporting the Bill of Rights. Start supporting the things that you need to do to keep our liberty intact. Not getting paid off by Monsanto or any other organization to get secret trade agreement deals in place so that they can profit over us. See, it's not about profit or money anymore. There's something that's higher. That's why these are unalienable rights that can't be taken from us except by God, and that's where we're at right now, and we're starting to see an awakening in America, and that's exactly what needs to happen.
Exactly.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's what we're seeing up here. You know, we've got guys standing up at the recruiting offices all across the state, and we have business owners, law enforcement showing up, shaking hands, buying our guys lunch. A lot of citizens come up and say, why are you guys here? And we explain to them that, you know, the policy that got passed back in the 90s where they disarmed our servicemen here domestically on, you know, at their offices. When we explained that to them, they said they can't believe it. They said we had no idea. And now with our, you know, with our armed forces being targeted here on our own soil, you know, they are trained. They took an oath, you know, to defend the Constitution and the Americans' life, liberty, and property from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, unfortunately, they're being targeted domestically. Mm-hmm. So while we don't like to see standing armies and we're, you know, always need to be vigilant about things like that, when our servicemen are being targeted here at home, they need to be able to protect themselves.
Well,
so
yes,
we're
they
standing
do.
Up teams. I'm the vice president of Oregon 3%. We're all over the state with guys everywhere, and we've got pretty much nothing but positive feedback from both the media and the local population. It's just been great. They bring my guys
That's
Gatorade
so
and water, and the local businesses offer them lunch and feed them. It's just been an outstanding opportunity to stand up for our servicemen and to show America that, you know, to stand up for your rights doesn't make you a right-wing wacko. It just means you want to live in a free society and
makes
exercise those God-given, inalienable rights.
I'm starting to feel like moving to Oregon right now. But listen, we
That's
appreciate
just so
your
good
call.
To hear. That
Absolutely.
Yeah, that they're getting such good support up
it's
there.
It's just like gun control. Mao Zedong was for gun control. He was for controlling all the guns, so we didn't have any. You know, and that's the whole thing. You know, they don't want nobody to have guns. They only want themselves to have guns, and that's what we're talking about with the servicemen. I mean, you know, they only want their controlled police departments and military that they control to have the guns, and that's exactly what the Constitution said not to have happen. That's why the Second Amendment. Go ahead, Brandy.
If you look at the reality, the Second Amendment protects the First, and really what we're looking at is if the Second Amendment goes down much more, and we're having a rally, actually, August 15th for Senate Bill 941, which passed and was signed into law by our friendly governor, Corrupt Kate, up here. Comrade Corrupt Kate, I might add. And she is going to experience our displeasure firsthand at this rally because we intend to march from the Capitol to her residence where we will perform acts of civil disobedience to let them know that this is not right and we are not going to comply. And that's what people have to start doing. They have to start saying no.
Yes,
we're not
going to
do it.
I agree.
Absolutely agree.
Comply with your unjust laws. It is our civic duty to not comply with unjust laws. Unjust laws, people, are not laws.
And that's something that I've been curious about with your guys' new governor up there is how can anybody trust anything, any fruit from the Kitzhopper tree?
There you go.
I love what it says.
Boy,
on
that's absolutely a fact. I'll tell you, you know, fear the government that fears your guns.
You know
when you
that.
Have an armed population,
you know
when I have armed neighbors, I sleep better at night. And, you know, you look at these politicians with their private security details, they're being protected by men with guns. But they feel that their lives and their agendas are
more important
than your daily lives and protecting
yep.
your family. And that's just the epitome of hypocrisy to try to pass that on to your people. I mean, they draw their powers from the consent of the governed. And when we stand up at this 941 rally coming up in a few weeks, we're going to let them know that we are not consenting for them to have this power over our Second Amendment rights. I had the honor of standing up about 12 days down there at Sugar Pine Mine with the security teams, and mm-hmm. it was just an incredible awakening, even in my own spirit, to see the brave American people coming from all over the country, like Brandy mentioned, to stand up for their fellow brother, to stand up for their fellow countrymen, to say, you know what, we will put a line of protection around you. We will make sure that your rights are not infringed upon, and if we need to lay down our lives in doing so, we will.
Well,
but
you know,
we've had enough. We the people have had enough.
Well, that's where we're at, and that's why, you know, the liar and thief commander in chief, you know, he said his biggest troubling issue has been the Second Amendment, and the real deal is that is where the line is being drawn. You know something? If they get our guns, we're done, and we're toast.
Yep.
We'll be in a totalitarian yep. society. I would rather die in my yard than be taken to prison or hauled off or go to a work camp or just be told to go back to work and shut up and do what you're told, you know. And I love what it says on Brandy's Facebook. I will not comply. I will not lie down. I will not go quietly. I will not submit. I will not roll over. And that's the real deal. At some point in time, you have to say, no, we're not going to do it. And if you can't make us, or you can try, or you're going to have to try to make us, because that's where it's at.
You know, I agree with you 100%. I first got really woken up back in 1992. I was living in the panhandle of northern Idaho when Ruby Ridge went down, and we saw federal agents come in there and massacre, you know, half of an entire family. You know, they killed Randy's wife, they shot his only son, they shot him, they wounded his friend, all over government bureaucracy because, you know, he didn't follow the politically correct line, and because he sold the shotgun, supposedly, allegedly, that it was a quarter of an inch under the federal limit. And I was up there for for 8 days at the base of that mountain as I saw, you know, the Humvees, and I saw the National Guard and the federal agents coming in and just massacre a family because they were isolated, because they didn't have a network of people to stand up with, and because the American people just didn't expect that that would happen here in America.
Well, the, the American
time
people...
time and time again throughout the 90s, and people started waking up. And well, now we are standing up. We're standing up unified. We are, you know, a patriot constitutional organization, and this is just mainstream Americans. We're not radicals. We're just mainstream Americans standing up for our rights,
well,
and we're sticking together.
Back then, there wasn't enough public support, and people still believed the government narrative, and they didn't understand, you know, what was happening enough to really to stop it. It's taken this long, and the public support to change, to see the lies that the government has been, you know, handing out across the board. But we're almost out of time. We got about 4 minutes to go. We appreciate your call. We got, let's get back to Brandy here. If you got some last things to talk about as far as how to get people involved, and is there any groups down here that they can get involved in? We got about 3 minutes. So hurry up, Brandy, because we're running out of time quickly.
Okay, so first I want to address the issue of the narrative. And you know what? We're getting pretty darn good at establishing our own narrative at this point. So bring it on, Ted. We're good with that. And having said that, I encourage everybody who's listening and who will listen later and tell your friends, tell your family, if you feel your constitutional rights are being violated, please, please, please contact your local chapter of Oath Keepers or your state representative of the 3%. For you guys, you have the Northern California 3%, which is a Facebook group that you can talk to. We have, of course, Oregon 3%, and they're all pretty consistent as far as how they format their Facebook pages. So if it's part of the national 3%, you have a circle of stars with your state in the middle, with the 3% in the middle of the state. And that's the banner that you'll see on the page. So contact either your 3% or your local Oath Keepers chapter, usually broken up by counties. Oath Keepers are former and current military and or law enforcement or first responders who have taken an oath to protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You do not untake the oath when you quit service. It does not end. So these are men and women who stand in the gap and say, I will continue to serve in that capacity. And they will help you find a means of support or maybe be able to get you some research done or answer some of your questions if you feel that your rights are truly being violated. Tell your friends and family that. That's very important. It's really important that we all start fighting back against unconstitutional processes that take place within our government. Now, for some other resources, I would encourage everybody to...
Gotta hurry up, Brandy.
Find the Facebook page, but also the Heirs of Patrick Henry is a group on Facebook, Heirs of Patrick Henry Northwest, and I would encourage people to join up with that. We're just really strong in the patriot movement. Again, Oath Keepers, you can go to oathkeepers.com for the national site, and they'll lead you to the county site. And then do the best that you can to find your state.
I'm sorry they're going to cut us off, Brandy. You're a great guest. We'll have to get you back. But I got to say it before we go. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this has been KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. NATO says the North Atlantic Council will meet Tuesday for consultations at Turkey's request. The meeting's being called after a car bomb struck a military vehicle in southeastern Turkey, killing 2 soldiers, wounding 4 others, in an attack blamed on Kurdish rebels. The car bombing comes a day after Turkey launched airstrikes against Kurdish insurgents in northern Iraq. Officials in Iraq's Anbar province say that government forces have retaken Anbar University from the Islamic State terrorist group after hours of fierce clashes. A provincial councilman says that Iraqi troops are in full control of the university south of Ramadi, but a number of buildings have been badly damaged or destroyed. Another councilman says about 2 dozen Islamic State fighters were killed in the clashes.
GOP presidential hopeful Carly Fiorina says that she thinks Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is being dishonest about her emails as Secretary of State.
It's absolutely crystal clear she broke the rules. It's crystal clear that she has...